Good to see you, Sam. Surprised that this has been overturned. It looked like your classic one-week sling tackle for what we now know is a one-week sling tackle. I don't think anyone probably had an issue with that, including Andrew Dillon. I think, just looking at this myself, is it now the system that has caused this situation to happen? Back in the day, before you had the match review officer, you'd be reported on the weekend, you'd go to the tribunal, you'd have your case put forward, you'd probably put your character witness forward there. And I reckon players got off back then with a good reference and a good record.
Yeah.
Right? Before they were then suspended. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Now you get suspended and then you've got to go and defend yourself. You know, so it's a different system now. I feel like this has happened in the past. I reckon players that played 200 games might have had a 1 or 2 week striking charge. They probably may have got off back in those days with a good reference because they'd never been reported before. Whereas a Dermot Brereton or David Rhys-Jones would, you know, they wouldn't even bother trying.
Should it matter?
Probably not in these situations. Not in a AFL game. I don't think so. I think if you whack someone or you get rubbed out for a week, you should be rubbed out. I don't think good character comes into it. But I do think this has happened before this system came into place, the MRO.
There's a couple of issues here for me, 133693. The AFL, particularly this year, has preached consistency.
Yeah.
This, to me, isn't consistent.
No, it's not.
And also, it is strange that an industry and a league that preaches consistency then doesn't allow precedent to be brought up at the tribunal. That to me is sort of like, it's a bit incongruous that that could happen. And the other, that's point one. Point two, Richo, is, and I know that it's, some would say this is harsh to link these things, but I couldn't get past it. On the same day that Nathan Murphy ends his career, aged 24 because of an amount of concussions, you've got a pretty clear-cut tackle that could have been avoided that has resulted in Jake Lever hitting his head on the ground. And he's been let off.
Message.
He's been let off because he's a good bloke.
Yeah. Did you know that this
that
discretion
doesn't wash well with me?
Did you know that there was discretion written into the tribunal?
Yeah, I knew that there was right. Good character, yeah. But I didn't.
Why hasn't anyone else used this good character
since Basher Hooley?
But since then, there would have been some. There have to have been others that we just don't know about, perhaps.
Yeah, but it's probably things that like reduce bans from 3 weeks to two or from two to one. When it goes from one to actually you can play this week, I think that there's a bigger microscope on it.
So this is the first one where someone has used the good behaviour, I guess, the discretion, and been rubbed out and is then free to play. I can't remember
another one.
I reckon there were some before this whole system came up, and I'm talking 15, 20 years ago. I reckon you could go to the tribunal and get off a minor charge because you had a good record. You'd played 250 games and never been rubbed out.
That was also back in the day, Richo, when doctors would write a favourable medical report and players would look after each other. You were struck on the weekend, you go on and say, actually, Sam McClure's a pretty good bloke.
So it's a totally different time. Yep.
Yeah. The discretion the tribunal has, by the way, according to the rules, is extraordinary or compelling circumstances.
I didn't know about that.
133693.
I reckon we find out a lot of things we don't know after the event these days.